An attack on an American tourist in Dublin city centre last week has prompted calls for more Gardaí to put policing urban areas. As you heard in the bulletin, a teenage boy has been arrested in connection with the assault. The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, said on Friday that the streets of the capital were safe, despite what she described as a vicious, unprovoked attack. She also said that Garda recruitment is ongoing and disputed suggestions that people don't want to join the force. Well, we're joined now by the General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, Antoinette Cunningham, who's in our Limerick studio. Good afternoon and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Justin.
Do you agree that there are not enough Gardaí on the streets of the capital and in urban other urban centres around the country?
Well, the Assistant Commissioner of the DMR has said there are enough resources for Dublin City Centre, so we have to accept that, Justin. We also are, of course, aware of the hundreds of colleagues that are working in the city every day trying to keep people safe. But I think we need to look at the model of policing that's currently in place. And this is a model of policing adopted in 2018 by the Irish government, who are fully aware that this model of policing is not creating a strong, visible police presence. It doesn't have a strong community-based policing approach, and it is more a reactive style type of model than a prevention of crime in the first place. And I would say government urgently need to review the model that they have approved for policing in Ireland.
So does that mean then that, you say there's enough resources, that there's just not enough visibility? They're not on the streets?
Well, it's the Assistant Commissioner that has said there are enough resources, so we have to accept that. But we think that the model that is currently in place doesn't create a high visibility, and I think people right across Ireland would agree that there isn't a strong visible presence of Gardaí in communities anymore, and that's because of the model that government have adopted, and I think government urgently need to review that model.
The Minister for Justice has disputed suggestions that people don't want to join the force and says recruitment is ongoing. The government has promised 1,000 Gardaí by extra Gardaí by the end of this year. Is that target achievable?
We haven't achieved our recruitment targets in the last while, and I was somewhat amazed when I heard the comments of the Minister for Justice in the Dáil this week when she said Garda morale is not on the floor. And I have to say, Justin, that's a totally incorrect statement from the Minister for Justice. Garda morale is on the floor. There have been problems in on Garda Síochána with morale for some time. As you know, we worked an emergency COVID roster since 2020. It's only recently that the Garda Commissioner has said that we will go back now to the pre-COVID roster, and that should help with certainty and predictability of working life. We've had a restriction on our annual leave for 3 years where people are not allowed to take annual leave when they want or when they need to because it's restricted to a certain amount, meaning there are hundreds of days of annual leave accumulated right across the organisation. And of course, we're suffering from vast over-regulation with further plans by the Minister to introduce the Policing, Security and Community Safety Bill, which contains, in our view, unconstitutional laws and investigations that will be carried out against Gardaí. So all of this is leading to a very poor sense in the organisation itself, and I think it's something that the Minister does need to address urgently.
What about making changes to the people who can apply to join the Guards? For example, raising the age limit for joining the Guards. Is that something that you would support?
Yeah, I think our association are open to exploring with Garda management any avenue that would encourage people to join on Garda Síochána. Last year, we saw the highest number of resignations ever from the force at 108. So far this year, at the end of May, 59 people had resigned from the organisation. It's disturbing to us, Justin, when we hear people trying to minimise that number, saying, oh, you know, Ireland has full occupational opportunities for everybody. You know, people never resigned from an Garda Síochána one time, and I think it's something that shouldn't be minimised but should be addressed.
What do you say to people who point out that we actually have more police per head of population than many other countries, including Nordic countries, England and Wales, or even the United States, and that the problem is the slow process of civilianisation, that civilians are doing, Gardaí are doing jobs that civilians should be doing, and there should be more Gardaí out in the streets?
I think, Justin, that hasn't proven to be true. We have the highest number of Garda staff colleagues in the organisation than ever before, and they've been coming into the Garda organisation for the past 4 or 5 years under a new programme where every job is looked at to see if a civilian can take the job first rather than a guard. I think what has happened here is that sometimes it has taken a number of Garda staff to replace what maybe one member of an Garda Síochána has been doing. But I don't see, and I have people in contact district all over Ireland. There are not guards sitting inside in offices. What we have is a model of policing that means that people, unfortunately, are not out creating high visibility because, unfortunately, they're chained to computers carrying out bureaucratic systems that are now in place that are not creating the efficiencies that they should.
Who should change that model?
I think the government have to change it. They're the ones who adopted it. It came from the Commission of the Future of Policing recommendation in 2018. It was adopted by the Irish government and handed to the Garda Commissioner for implementation. It lies firmly with government to change and examine and review that model as a matter of urgency.
General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, Antoinette Cunningham, thank you for talking to us today from our Limerick studio.